Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. We're in the book of Numbers, and this is chapter 17. And this has to do with the budding of Aaron's, staff, okay? God proves himself, the people that he's chosen. He lets many miracles happen through the people that he has chosen to prove without a doubt that these are the people that the Lord has definitely called to be in charge of his congregation. And I know by the having a large organization or large congregation, an organization of the Lord, you can see that the very same that the people in the church act the very same way. There's people in the church that act the very same way or do the very same things that the people in the Moses' congregation did. And now Aaron was the high priest because Moses absolutely did not want to do the things that the Lord wanted him to do, but he did it. And it was always like something that he was very faithful to the Lord, but it was not anything that he really relish doing. It's like the Lord despised the shame of the cross. And you might despise carrying a cross, but you know that you have to love it because it's the very thing that's going to get you into the kingdom of heaven. The cross is the same as the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The cross and the Spirit are the same. We have to walk in the Spirit, and the only way that we can walk in the Spirit is to carry the cross, to deny ourselves the things that are not good for us. We have to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. There are all kinds of things that we feel that we want. We want airplanes, cars, and a lot of us want 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 candy bars every day, but they're not good for us, amen? Mm-hmm. We might like to eat pizza 3 times a day and every day, but it's not good. These are things that we want, but they're not good for us. And so we have to walk according, not to our feelings, but according to the Spirit. And not according to the flesh. The flesh is where we get all these feelings. And so I see in the congregation that there are people that are identical to the people that rose up against Moses and Aaron. And a lot of them have fallen away from the Lord down through the years, but the Lord has always given different signs and wonders through Susie and myself to prove that we are of the Lord. A lot of times I'll pray when I know that certain people are becoming loose cannons and they're really not praying and not staying, not walking in the Spirit. Some of them will get a... they have a need for an operation of some kind. Sil Primos was that way. He got very upset with me one time when the Lord told me to do something, and he was so upset about it, it was unbelievable. And so all of a sudden he got an appendicitis attack. And his wife, and she's still in the church, he fell away. His wife, which is now she's married to another Christian because he left, and that's permissible in the Bible. She's married to a Christian man. She called up and said, "Will you pray for Sil?" I said, "What's the matter with him?" She said, "He's like got a real high fever, and his appendix is hurting him, and he's all doubled up, and he's going to have to be operated on." And so I prayed, and she says, "Oh, he got a little bit better." She called back and said, "He's better. He got up." Then all of a sudden, he came down with it again. So I told her, "Bring him over here." So she brought him over there, and I said, "Lord, to prove to this man to Sil here, that you told me the things, what I'm supposed to do, heal him now. And to prove that I'm a man of the Lord, heal him right now." And immediately, the fever went away. I mean, it was immediate. And he got up and says, "I feel fine now." I said, "You see? Then does the Lord hear sinners?" And he No, sir. And he was fine for a while, for a few more years, and then all of a sudden he just went the way of the world. But all throughout the Bible you see God proving and giving talents to the people that he's called to lead his congregation or to be have certain office in the church. And over again the Lord proves it to the congregation, and still there are some people that they just fall away. And it's because they don't get a firm hold on the Lord. Now, the Lord just gave me something real nice last night, and I put it in my tract, that, you know, when people, because of all the filth and corruption and all the terrorism, everything that's in the world, I know where the terrorism is coming from because the Bible tells me. But it's so vast and there's so many people that are involved with it, it's very hard for people to be able to come to a conclusion or to prove it. And all this, but God knows. And so the solution that the Lord gave me is it's beyond our ability to, to do anything about our enemies, because they are more than the hairs on our head. Far more than even the psalmist David had. Far more than Goliath and the Philistines. Far more, we live in the most dangerous time of all time. It's that's why we, more than anyone else, have to walk in the Spirit. Everyone really has to walk in the Spirit, but boy, we really do. And so the Lord told me to tell people, because they really don't know how to pray, he says, tell them that the picture of the stairway up to heaven is a stairway that's got beautiful carpet on it, and that there's a handrail there, and tell them to get up, pull themselves up the handrail on these carpeted steps to right up before me, the Father, and tell me, ask me, Lord, put an end to all these people that are causing all these troubles, all this terrorism in the world. And he says, then I'll get him. So we can grab onto that rail, just picture that handrail in your mind when you're praying, and pull yourself right up, and don't stop until you get right up to the Father, and then ask him in the name of Jesus to put an end to all the terrorism in the world. And he knows who all the people are, and he's able to put an end to every one of them in one swat. He can single people. He knows everything that everybody is doing and everything that they're saying and everything that they're thinking. And it's no problem for him, but you have to have faith in that God hears you and that he promises that if you live according to his word, if his words abide in you and you abide in him, and then you get up before him, and his word tells you to pray always and to pray without ceasing. So it's a tangible stairway. Jacob saw that stairway where angels were coming up and down the ladder. It was like a ladder. Amen. Well, the Lord said, you know, make it a stairway in your mind. It's got nice carpet on it instead of picturing it gold. A lot of people have never seen gold and they don't know what it looks like. But you've all seen carpet, amen? And so just it's a carpeted, it's been paved for you, just very nice steps going up in a very picture of gold handrail, if you will, or mahogany, whatever, and just grab onto it and pull yourself up in prayer to the Lord and tell him, Lord God, you know, I believe you. I'm keeping your commandments. I'm doing everything that you say. And therefore, you said that if all those that keep your commandments can be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to give us the power to be in the ministry, and to stand, and to be let you live out your life in us and through us. And Lord, you see all this terrorism on earth. You see all these people that are just mocking us, mocking more than anything, mocking you, and mocking your word, and taking your word as though it's nothing, and putting in this Antichrist lawless society, a law that is not a law, it's exactly the opposite of your law. Lord, put an end to them. We see that we're in the beginning of sorrows, but Lord, let them really get sorrowful now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And let's do that. Okay, so these people are all rising up against Moses and Aaron in the 16th chapter of Numbers, and God came down with the plague. So he can do the same thing today. He can plague all these people. They think they're getting away with murder. And they are seemingly getting away with it. But maybe that I believe that's because a lot of people are not getting up to the throne before the Father in the name of Jesus and asking the Lord to do away with these type of people, to either get them saved or whatever you're going to do, Lord, but stop it, because the whole world is shaking in their boots because of these terrorists. And I know that you would like everybody to be informed as to where the devil is and where he's coming from and where he lives, and that's why you've instructed me to put out this literature. But do that, and then just see how you see people the same way. People haven't really changed. If they're not with the Lord, they're all to pieces. They're like demonic. Now let's pray that God will anoint chapter 17 of Numbers. And it's a very short chapter. And always when you pray, picture that, because the Lord gave that to me last night. And I thought it was so good that I put that in the tract. It's like a nugget on how to get up to the throne of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, anoint this chapter and teach us, and let everyone receive, every hearer of this tape, let them receive the lessons that you've had in this lesson, in this chapter from before the foundation of the world. Lord, we ask you to put us an end, a final end to all these people. We know that the time is short, Lord, and we pray that you hasten it. You said you were going to shorten the days, the time, Lord, shorten it. Because, Lord, people have now been made to believe that they're smart, and here they are lost, and they're dead in their sins and trespasses, and you said the dead know nothing. And they just know-it-all, know-nothing people. Lord, let them shut their faces and turn their minds off and turn the news off, because the news is nothing more than a stage play, cleverly staged, scripted play. And turn off the news, because all it is just brainwashing people into believing a stage play. There isn't anything that they're saying out there that's the truth. Any political thing or anything governmental, it's all false. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll put that upon their heart to do that. Turn the news off. It's all propaganda. And, Lord, as I'm instructing by your will the people how to pray, the way you've shown me, a way to picture a pathway up to the Lord, and that it's not going to be easy. We have to fight the powers of darkness that come against us when we go into prayer. Many people have said that every devil in hell attacks them when they're praying. Grab onto that rail, spiritually, and just pull yourself up to the throne of the Father. And Father, I'm doing that now, and I'm asking you that you put an end to this terrorism down here, and that you expose it so big, in such a big and powerful way, that everybody will know that we're telling the truth, and that you'll perform miracles, Lord, so you get all the praise, the honor, the glory. And Lord, open doors for us to be able to preach this message. Bind the devil here on earth. Lord, you said if we would in prayer bind it here, that you'd bind it in heaven. Bind them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Destroy the destroyer. Tear Satan's kingdom to shreds, Lord. Shred it. Make it go through your shredder. And exalt your own children and protect us. Build a strong wall around us, Lord, a Holy Spirit wall around every one of your people. Lord, protect us. Save us. In the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen. Okay, now go ahead. chapter 17, verse 1.
Okay, King James Version. The budding of Aaron's staff. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers.
Because God is going to show now that Aaron is definitely the high priest. Because all these different people said, we are just as holy as you are, and will you take it upon yourself to raise yourself above us? So now the Lord's saying, the one that's really the priest is the one that their staff buds. Okay, then go ahead. So God's going to prove it to them. And maybe, just maybe, they'll shut their mouth. Because this is quite a miracle. Then what else?
Of all their princes, according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod.
Okay, each tribe has to write the name of the tribe on the rod. Then what?
Verse 3. And thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. Verse 4. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation, before the testimony, where I will meet with you. Verse 5. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel.
Right, so God has to get down to tell these people, I'm going to prove it to you once and for all. And this is going to stop your murmuring about who's the greatest and so on. Then what?
I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. Verse 6. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, for each prince one, according to their father's houses, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. Translation, verse 1 through 6. The budding of Aaron's staff, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, verse 2, quote, take 12 wooden staffs, one from each of Israel's ancestral tribes, and inscribe each tribal leader's name on his staff. Verse 3. Inscribe Aaron's name on the staff of the tribe of Levi, for there must be one staff for the leader of each ancestral tribe. Verse 4. Put these staffs in the tabernacle in front of the Ark of the Covenant, where I meet with you. Verse 5. Buds will sprout on the staff belonging to the man I choose. Then I will finally put an end to this murmuring and complaining against you. Unquote. Verse 6. So Moses gave the instructions to the people of Israel, and each of the 12 tribal leaders, including Aaron, brought Moses a staff.
And not only were there buds, but there were leaves, and there was almond nuts that grew like overnight. That's quite a miracle. Amen?
Amen.
Because that doesn't happen overnight. And then go ahead.
Verse 7, King James Version. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. Verse 8. And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness. And behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds, and bloomed blossoms, and yielded almonds.
That's something.
Yes.
That would shut my mouth, I'll tell you. Then what else?
Verse 9. And Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord unto the children of Israel. And they looked, and took every man his rod. Verse 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels. And thou shalt quite take away their murmurings from me, that they die not. Translation, verse 7 through 10. Moses put the staffs in the Lord's presence in the tabernacle of the covenant. Verse 8. When he went into the tabernacle of the covenant the next day, he found that Aaron's staff, representing the tribe of Levi, had sprouted, blossomed, and produced almonds! Verse 9. When Moses brought all the staffs out from the Lord's presence, he showed them to the people. Each man claimed his own staff. Verse 10. And the Lord said to Moses, quote, place Aaron's staff prominently before the Ark of the Covenant as a warning to rebels. This should put an end to their complaints against me and prevent any further deaths, unquote. King James Version, verse 11. And Moses did so. As the Lord commanded him, so did he. Verse 12. And the children of Israel spake unto Moses, saying, behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Verse 13. Whosoever cometh anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. Shall we be consumed with dying? Translation, verse 11 through 13. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. Verse 12. Then the people of Israel said to Moses, quote, we are as good as dead! Exclamation mark. We are ruined! Exclamation mark. Verse 13. Everyone who even comes close to the tabernacle of the Lord dies. We are all doomed! Exclamation mark. Unquote.
Okay, that was the last verse in chapter 17 of Numbers, and now I've got some commentary.
17 verse 4. The testimony refers to the ark where the Lord's presence dwelt in the Holy of Holies. 17 verse 7. Tabernacle of Witness. Usually this is called the Tabernacle of Meeting. This change emphasizes the presence of the Ark of the Testimony inside the Tabernacle of Meeting, since that is where the rods are to be placed. See note on chapter 1, verse 50. 17, verse 8. The full cycle of the almond tree has transpired, just like overnight. Aaron's rod had gone beyond the requirements of the test, a strong affirmation of his authority. 17 verse 10. The sign against the rebels is similar to, quote, memoriam, unquote, in chapter 16 verse 40, and the, quote, tassels, unquote, of chapter 15 verses 38 through 41. 17 verse 13. The question was pressing for any person needing to offer a sacrifice. Going back to chapter 16, verse 1 through chapter 17, verse 13. The three stories in this section illustrate the priority of Aaron's priesthood in God's leadership of his people, the Israelites. God made it clear that Aaron was his chosen spiritual leader. Proper worship of God would come only through Aaron's high priesthood. The writer of Hebrews shows us that Jesus Christ is the high priest, superior in every way to Aaron.
Yeah, to Aaron and everyone else in the entire universe. Then what?
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 through 10, verse 39. As Aaron's budding rod demonstrated that he was chosen by God, so Christ's resurrection proved that he was to be the only mediator between God and the people. 1 Timothy 2:5. Quote, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Unquote.
The resurrected one, and the rod of Aaron resurrected out with the buds, the flowers, and the almonds. It has fruit to bear. Then what?
For us today, cleansing from sin and a proper approach to God can come only through a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. John 14:6. Quote, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Unquote.
I am the only way, the only truth, and the only life. No man can get into the kingdom of heaven but through me. So anyone like Muhammad, Buddha, anybody else in the world that says that they are the way, they're liars. Right there, Jesus is calling every other religion a liar. He is the only way. So you might as well, if you've got another religion, just drop it, get rid of it quick. Because there's no name given among men whereby you must be saved but the name of Jesus. He is the only way to heaven, the only truth that will get you to heaven, And he's the only one that has life eternal and overcoming life within your spirit and in your body to overcome your flesh. If you can overcome your flesh, you'll overcome everything. That's the only thing in this world that you have to overcome is your flesh. If you walk in the spirit, then you've overcome the flesh, and the devil's easy because Christ has already defeated him. Satan is a defeated foe. And you just have to defeat your own flesh, because the flesh that you're living in now as a born-again Christian is the same flesh that you lived in, your spirit lived in, before you were saved, and you sinned in that same flesh. So the Lord gives you the power of the Spirit of God within you to overcome the flesh. And that's how we do it. The Bible says that the Spirit of God living in us mortifies or kills, deadens the desires of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and what else? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
He alone makes it possible for us to be reconciled to God.
And he alone makes it possible for us to have life more abundantly here, and communion with God, and God communing with us, and us to him, as well as eternal life in heaven, and a total escape from hell. Then what?
17 verse 4. Hebrew, in the tent of meeting before the testimony. 17 verse 7, or tabernacle of the testimony. Also in 17 verse 8. 17 verse 10, Hebrew, before the testimony.
Okay, praise the Lord. That was Numbers chapter 17. I'll be doing chapter 18 later this evening, God willing. Until then, remember that God has proven to you many times the things that are happening today are the things that he stated would happen in the last days. His word is miraculous. And the things that are happening today are miraculous because they, even though everything the Vatican does is a... has been well planned out. It is very carefully planned out. So did the Lord plan out the end at the same time he planned the beginning. He knows everything that's going on, and he knew what everything would that would transpire from the beginning to the very end of time. He knows. He knew very well if you were going to accept him and keep his commandments and be in heaven, and he knew at that same time if you were not going to keep his commandments, and if you would not be in the kingdom of heaven. But it's really something. His word tells us it all depends on us. We, if it's our will to do his will, then we'll be in heaven, all right. So meditate on that, think about that, and make sure that you stand today, another day, one day at a time, in the name of Jesus. Until then, God bless you and praise the Lord.